The officers of the NAACP Columbus, Georgia Youth Council are taking a break between events. They look dapper in blue sweater vests, crisp white shirts, and blue and gold ties. Forche Anthony is vice president of the branch and already a veteran NAACP member.
I was actually 6 years old when I joined, and now I'm 14, about to be 15.
They're smart, focused, and on message, and they represent the new breed of NAACP leadership.
When I was younger, I didn't understand what we were going through. Now that I'm older and I can get a clear visualization on what's going on, I know and understand what I'm fighting for.
The cases of Michael Brown, Eric Garner, Tanisha Anderson, and other victims of police violence have heightened racial tensions, re-energized old-school civil rights activists, and spawned a legion of new activists who mobilize through social media. They're free to be outspoken and protest openly. They don't need the safety and support of being affiliated with or sanctioned by a national organization.
Those who grew up in the NAACP, they find it very relevant. But outside of the NAACP family, broadly defined, not so much.
Philadelphian Faye Anderson is founder of Tracking Change, an online platform that promotes transparency and accountability through data. She's not a member of the NAACP and says that their use of corporate sponsorship compromises their effectiveness. But Anderson feels that as protest shifts into the digital realm, it's difficult for all of the legacy civil rights organizations, and wooing young people is key to survival.
For the NAACP to stay relevant, they need the energy of young people.
This year's convention featured plenty of programming, lunches, and workshops geared specifically to young organizers. Will Roberts is the treasurer of the Columbus, Georgia Youth Council. He feels a common purpose with independent activists, but he wants them to know the NAACP is not old-fashioned.
We are old, we've been around for a while, but at the same time we're adaptable.
And Roberts has a message for other young protesters.
I can understand where they're coming from. Like those people who stand on the side of the street, they can hold up signs and spread the word. But if you're standing with thousands of others in the NAACP and trying to spread the word, there's strength in numbers.
Jeanette Woods, WHYY News.